This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Jim Brown here in the Common Sense Show. Sure glad you joined us today on this weekend. Hope it's going well for you. Hope you're not too cold, depending where in the country you live. Our friends who listen to us up in Fairbanks, Alaska on WFAR 660 AM. About the coldest in our listening area. You got 0 degrees right now, going down to -5 tonight. But getting up on the East Coast, our listeners up in Salem, for example. Salem, Bluff, Dexter, Dauphin, Manchester, all that area of the country in Massachusetts. Uses KLID 1340 AM. You're up to 44 degrees today, so not too bad wherever you have to live. And I hate to rub it in, the worst decision I have in the deepest of the deep southern states is whether to wear short pants or long pants when I go out for my afternoon walk. So don't want to rub it in too much. But wherever you are, hope you're having a good weekend. It's going well for you. Got a lively show today. We're going to talk about the Academy Awards. We're going to talk about just a number of things that I think you'll find of interest. Big scandal up at Yale University, where a third of the students admit to cheating. I want to talk about future trends also. So we're not real serious. We have some fun. We're a little lighter. And if you want to find all about our show, you can go to our website at radiocommonsense.com. That's www.radiocommonsense.com. I write a column every week that you can read, seeing some perspectives, a little different maybe, on some of the events happening throughout the country. And we have some fun on the website. So take a look at listen to some music. I've got my jukebox up there. You listen to my favorite song of the week. So take a listen at radiocommonsense.com. I see in the news, I was reading an article this morning, that Prince Philip has decided to stop driving at the age of 97, the husband of the Queen of England. Now, he's 97 years old. I thought when you were the prince, you know, probably the largest, most popular monarchy, continuing monarchy in the world is over in England. And if you're the prince, I would think you'd have someone driving you around anyway. But in any event, and he had a wreck here back in January, you might have recalled, where his Land Rover was at their estate up in eastern England. Valentine's Day, we had a good Valentine's show here about 2 weeks ago, but this fellow pulls a good stunt. He says he doesn't have a date on Valentine's Day, and he wonders out loud, what if I went to an Outback Steakhouse by myself and asked for a table for two, and then I sat there and I got kind of progressively sadder as the night went on. Do you think they'd give me a steak for free? He works in the technology center up in the Washington, D.C. area, if you listeners up in Washington. What? Yeah. So in any event, he goes to a restaurant to order himself a steak, and he goes in and he waits for a while. And he says, well, his date's coming. He orders her a drink. The date hasn't shown up yet. They're there, and he waits and waits, and he's looking kind of sad, and the waiter says, can I help you? You waiting, sir? He says, yes, my date's about to come. The night goes on, and people in the restaurant kind of look at him. Several people in the restaurant agree to buy his dinner. They feel so sorry for him, and the restaurant comped his dinner. The restaurant comps his dinner. So he goes for free to get his dinner on Valentine's Day without having a date. Pulls quite a con on there. Goes on Twitter and tells the whole world about it. Thinks it's a big joke. Hey, I guess for Valentine's Day, you smile over stuff like that. And then down here in the South, we've got a publisher that goes a little further than normal. There's a town in Alabama that has its newspaper, and it's around Montgomery, Alabama. Let me see what the name of the town is. The Democrat, it's called the Alabama Democrat is what it's called. And so the editor puts an editorial out this week for the Ku Klux Klan to night riot again. and raid the gated communities in Washington, D.C. I'm sure all you folks up there at WWDC 101.7 FM in Washington are going to love to hear that. He says that Washington, D.C. is full of socialist communists. Hemp robes out, loop them over a tall limb, and hang them all, he says. And then he also defended the Ku Klux Klan in his editorial, saying, they didn't kill but a few people. They didn't kill but a few people. So Linden, Alabama, he's doubling down on what he said. He says he believes that up the establishment in Washington, D.C. has brought this country down. We've become socialist and communist, and that's what he suggests doing. Doesn't have a website, but I don't think. Look, I've got a lot of friends over in Alabama, the Ku Klux Klan. Running for senator. And my opponent, I'm not saying my opponent back in the 1960s was part of the Klan, but I'd work all day putting signs up on telephone poles and trees and work till late into the night. The next morning when I came off, Faraday, Louisiana, where I was from. But those days have waned now. There's still investigations of old Klan crimes, quite frankly, and that's a kudos. You know, I beat up on the FBI a lot. I give them kudos, quite frankly, for continuing their pursuit of a very terrible time in our particular history. So, any event, I just share that with you. Well, hey, Academy Awards tonight. You going to watch the Academy Awards? The Oscars are going to be on under some controversy. You know, they started off with a particular host, Kevin Hart. Then he made some statements, homophilia statements, and so then he said he's getting out, and then he said he was getting back in. I don't know who's going to host tonight. I hear there may be a surprise host. You got to have someone telling you what's going on, but no one knows for sure how the Oscars are going to go. I'm a big movie buff. I've been having a busy year, so I haven't watched many of his movies this year. Glenn Close is nominated for a movie, The Wild. Break with our technical problems here. We got it all back on. Sorry, I was talking about the Academy Awards. And I was saying that the film projects that are getting the most attention aren't in the movie theaters anymore. They're on TV. You want a blockbuster, come back in April and see Game of Thrones, right? And so you go to Netflix, other alternatives. So I'm going to probably watch the first of the Oscars. They're not going to be what they've been in the past. Hey, we're going to take a little pause right now. Come on back. I want to talk about this Jesse Smollett thing a little bit, this scandal we'll talk about. Our website's RadioCommonSense.com. Fresh Jeffy Coffee, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit.
Dynavite.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, we've got the Academy Awards this evening. We've got a movie critic coming on in the next segment, actually, to tell us a little bit about the Academy Awards. And so I'll tell you, they ought to have a new category this year. I suggest a category for achievement in the field of hate hoaxery. We could call it the Jessies, not the Oscars, but the Jessies. And I'm referring, of course, to the Empire movie actors. actor who's caused so much commotion in the country, Jesse Smollett, and the whole country's been riveted by this guy who says that he was beat up and by some people who hollered racial homophobic commentary to him and said they were had American Make America Great Again hats. And so it's turned out to be, it looks like a hoax. He still says he's innocent, but it looks to be a hoax. I never put much faith in the whole story when I first heard it. I heard the story about how the guy was beat up. And then there's video footage all over Chicago. There's thousands and thousands of cameras. And what happens, he's in at 2 a.m., he's in a Subway sandwich shop in the city of Chicago. So he's got buys a sandwich, he says. No footage of the attack, no footage in the sandwich shop showing any kind of attack at all. And so he apparently purchases a sandwich, gets some chips, orders a soda, and he starts home and he gets beat up. Well, All these questions come up. That the recent camera surveillance footage showed him holding his sandwich in his hand when he enters his building. He walks several blocks to his building. Now he just gets beat up, but it seems a little unusual to me. He's holding on to his sandwich after being savagely attacked, so he says. He also says when he was attacked, he was on the phone with his manager. When he was attacked, why didn't he call 911, or why didn't the manager call 911? He'd just been assaulted, he says, by two men with ski masks covering their faces. Why didn't he call somebody? Then his manager heard what was happening. Why didn't his manager call 911? But nothing like that happened. Then they put a rope around his neck. And an hour and a half later, he still got the rope around your neck. I mean, if you were attacked, you'd just leave the rope around your neck for an hour and a half. Video surveillance cameras show the rope around his neck as he enters his building. During the attack, he claims he was beaten about the face, but there's a photo of him in the hospital showing a few minor scratches. And there were no abrasions to skin knees, no fingernail scrapes, nothing like that. No injuries resembling those of someone who took a beating about the face. No other injuries were available. So I kind of started raising all these questions about the guy when it first came out. And so, why didn't his attackers take his telephone? He had a phone in his hand. They didn't take his telephone. They knew that if nothing else, it'd be evidence of where he was. And so, someone calls 911 40 minutes after the attack. Why didn't he call 911 himself? All these raise a lot of questions. And he makes his way to the hospital, apparently, but no ambulance had been called, had a friend drive him. So all these things just struck me as being very, very strange. And then you look at Chicago. Now, the guy is making $100,000 a year in episodes in Empire. That's about $2.5 million a year. But he says he's not making enough money, apparently. And that could be a reason why he wanted the publicity to gain more money. $2.5 million a year, and he does his hoax to have himself beat up. Now, here's what, and the chief of police up there handled very well, kind of castigated the media for playing up the hoax, quite frankly. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson happens to be African American, as is Jesse Smollett. He said, this publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve. To make things worse, the accusations within this phony attack received national attention for weeks. Celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor. And so then you get into how the investigation took place. This is my concern. If he got beat up and got a scratch in his face, and remember that he had a small scratch in his face, so I guess his feelings were hurt more than anything else, right? And so how did Chicago respond? Officers said they reviewed video from more than four dozen cameras to trace the movements of the perpetrators. Detectives received and reviewed in-car taxi videos, telephone logs, rideshare records, credit card records. Chicago has the most extensive video surveillance network in the U.S., 32,000 cameras on buildings and poles and buses, all looked at in the vicinity to investigate this matter. There were 35 police cameras and more than 20 private sector cameras. Investigators were able to track the guy's movements. Detectives interviewed every cab driver in the area, got video. The private footage from residents all around the area were checked. here's my... The guy gets pushed over and gets a small scratch in his tack. It turns out to be a complete hoax. Assume it's the truth. Assume it's actually the truth. Pick up your newspaper where you live. Anywhere in the country, you pick up the newspaper and someone gets mugged. Someone gets mugged in my city. There's 10 a day that get mugged in my city. Down in New Orleans, we're close there. They get mugged and shot every other day down that way. And you know what happens? The story ends up on page 7C, not in the A section, not in the B section, but 7C in one paragraph. So the fact that the guy's this big shot movie actor, Chicago goes overwhelmingly, abundantly focused on solving this crime of a guy that gets scratched in his face and has his feelings hurt. He pays the two guys that he is in collusion with. One of them works for the Empire movie set. He pays them with a check. He gives them a check. They got a copy of the check that he gives them for beating him up. That's like if someone making an obscene phone call, leaving caller ID on there so you know who exactly the person is that called. My point is, America has a lot of problems with crime. And this thing went on for days and days. I flip around on several channels. I happen to be watching ABC's Evening News. There was a segment on there every night for five nights in a row about how terrible the perpetrators were and how poor Jesse. Remember Robin Roberts on Good Morning America? She does a lengthy interview about the poor guy. It just went on and on and on. And so, in any event, I just make the point about the overreaction that even if he was beat up, it happens all over the country, and no one else gets that kind of attention unless you're some kind of a big shot celebrity. So I just didn't like the whole idea of how it was handled. And so, again, maybe he deserves an Oscar tonight for his acting because he pulled off one heck of a hoax, right? One heck of a hoax. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Hope you'll check it out. I write a column there every week. We have some fun, tell you who all our guests are, and tell you a little bit about our radio show, all the stations you can listen to that carry the Common Sense Show all over the country. I'm going to take a pause right now. There's a big scandal up in Yale University where as many as a third of these students say they're cheating. Yale's one of the top universities in America, and apparently it's full of cheaters. We'll talk about it. Freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton roule. Let the good times roll. Yai!
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New reports claim that actor Jussie Smollett and the two brothers who allegedly helped him stage a bogus hate crime on himself were paid with a $3,500 check, not for the attack, but for personal training the two brothers had agreed to provide the actor. TMZ broke the story, and entertainment blogger and podcaster Marilyn Gale says,
"Our sources say Ola and Abel told the grand jury they were paid for a five-week program and not for the attack. Ola and Abel felt the amount was a little high, but no one ever specifically said anything about money being part of the scheme.
Tensions turn deadly at Venezuela's border as trucks full of humanitarian aid are prevented from entering the nation by forces loyal to President Nicolas Maduro. Two trucks were set on fire yesterday and at least five protesters were shot and killed. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Yale University, but I saw a study just this week from the International Center for Academic Integrity that 39% of undergraduate students admit to cheating on tests, and 62% of them cheated on written assignments. And then at Yale, you've got a scandal up there right now that's all over the papers. 22% of all the athletes recruited reported cheating while at Yale. 31% reported copying problems set answers last fall. 18% reported study drugs to help them stay awake while... What's going on? Why all the cheating in our universities? Let's talk to someone who's been on our show before. David Dillard is with Katy College Prep in Dallas, and he's one of the top college prep schools in the country. Wanted to get his opinion on it. Hey there, David. Glad you joined us today on the Common Sense Show.
Good morning.
David, have you seen those studies about the widespread cheating that's going on? I know there's always been a little cheating, but I can't recall, you know, as an undergraduate and when I was in law school, any allegations of any significant cheating going on. What's your perspective of what you see around the country with college students today?
Well, we have seen a rising trend. I mean, we've been doing this for a long time, worked with over 70,000 families over the last 26 years in college counseling and test prep, and we have seen an increasing trend. The biggest takeaways from the Yale survey is their numbers are a little bit lower than what we see, well, a lot lower than what we see on a national scale. So either the Yale students are more honest, or they're not as forthright. I'm not sure which. the cheating that we see comes from really insecurity, not feeling prepared, not feeling smart enough, not feeling talented enough. It's just the pressure that builds in our society today. Sometimes it even comes from, we find, from lack of respect. This course is a waste of time, so I'll just cheat. Or the instructor's not as smart as I am, so it doesn't matter whether I cheat. Or or this, I'm just doing this. The school in general is just a stepping stone to what I ultimately want to do. So it doesn't matter what I do while I'm here. And so it's kind of a justification that I can do whatever I need to, while I'm there. And I even see a lot of the cheating coming, because of influencers or authority figures in these kids' lives. Friends, you know, that help spur it along. I even see a lot of parents who condone it or in many cases do it themselves. And so, these kids have been taught very well. But as a society, we're seeing that a lot of cheaters are held up in high esteem. It's not, you're not trying if you're not cheating, and so as a society we have to take a look at that.
Well, I realize and I agree with you, there's a lack of moral turpitude across the board at all economic levels in our society. Parental guidance, standards, accountability, it's just nothing like it was when maybe you and I were going to school. But, you know, you'd think there'd be a fear factor where in this time of video cameras and you know, all the ways you can monitor what goes on, you'd think these guys should, if they cheat, they've got a good chance of being caught. I guess is you think that'd be more of a concern as to the consequences as to what happened if you get cheating. Are the consequences that high? Do you find that if you get caught cheating on a test, you get kicked out of school? Or is there a lack of real stringent enforcement in terms of what used to be called the honor code?
No, they are ramping up the enforcement. I mean, the methods of cheating have gotten much more sophisticated with the improvement in technology. I mean, you can have cameras in your glasses. You can have access to information on your smartwatch. Educational institutions have had to become much more sophisticated in how they monitor it and the policies that they have in a testing environment, especially. But the real goal is living a life of integrity where your values and your behavior are integrated and you're creating less pressure and less stress, better health, better self-esteem by just walking the walk. And that's the real problem is that's not the priority that we're setting as a standard. And it's hard because, what is the fix? Well, I don't believe there is a simple fix. I think that there will always be dishonesty and corruption out there. I mean, that's kind of scriptural. But there are things we can all do. And so I think the real takeaway is what are we as individuals going to do about it? And, the first thing you have to do is hold yourself accountable. You know, the cutting the corners and taking the shortcuts and justifying your own bad behavior is really corrosive to your character and your psyche and your health. So just hold yourself to a standard. But you also have to work to remove those around you who will influence you in a negative way. Your mother was always right when she said, surround yourself with good people. But what I found in the college admissions world, you have to be a change agent where you're planted. You need to foster environments. You need to be responsible for helping build environments that won't tolerate the cheating and reward dishonesty. And you can do that at school. As professionals, we need to be doing it that at work. We can do it at home. We can do it in play, in our sports activities or extracurricular activity. I have found that the college admissions officers find this trait very important. And as an employer, any employer worth their salt should have those standards as well and try to employ those traits. I have found that, my wife even thinks that's important.
I think you summed it up well about the fact that it goes way beyond just wanting to attain something in college. It's the whole focus of where we live today. I mean, you have a religion that is down. Not as many people go to church anymore on Sunday. You have the economic disparities where you've got candidates running for president talking about the haves and the have-nots, and you're entitled to one, two, three, and the better benefits, and here. And you're right. I'm entitled to more, and darn, the system is taking advantage of me. So there's nothing wrong with me taking advantage of the system. Some of that attitude,
right.
Don't you think?
Right. And that is the bottom line. The most important place that this standard needs to be held is with our kids. I mean, as parents, anybody who's a parent recognizes that it all starts with the example and the message that you're giving to your child. And so, you know, college admissions is great. Employers, you want them to be honest. But ultimately, we've got to teach the next generation that's not the way to do things.
But you think, you know, when you go to school like Yale, I mean, Yale is always ranked in the top three or four colleges in all of America, and it's very competitive to get in. And then, you know, supposedly you got the creme, the best and the brightest up there, the future leaders, you know, the Supreme Court members go to Yale, and there's a whole level that we just don't seem to have that, do we?
Well, there are no boundaries. This can happen anywhere.
You're right, David. Hey, that music means we've got to go. Thanks for being with us. It's David Dillard, and his website is kdcollegeprep.com for preparing kids to college. You can find all that information on our website at radiocommonsense.com. David, have a great weekend. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you in the near future.
Thanks, Jim.
Take care. We're going to take a pause right now. We're going to come back and talk about the Academy Awards with a movie critic. Stay with us here on the Common Sense Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, we're just hours away from the Academy Award. I don't know if you're going to watch them tonight or not, to give you a little sense of all the controversy and what's on tap tonight. Julie Fisk is joining us. She's a film critic and entertainment contributor. She covers movies for radio stations and shows all across the country. Wanted to get her thoughts on this. Hey there, Julie. Glad you joined us today on the Common Sense Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Give us a little overview, Julie. Kind of a controversial night. Starts off with, how can you have a show with no hosts? Kevin Hart, the guy that was supposed to be a host, either stepped down or was told to step down. So how are you going to kick the show off? How's it going to work? What do you think is going to happen?
Boy, so many crazy things happening with that. And it's funny that this Oscars was controversial months ago, you know. I don't think that the wheels are going to shoot off just because there is no host. I mean, think about the fact just a few years ago, we had the massive blow up between Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway when they announced the wrong Best Picture. So having a host does not guarantee that everything's going to stay sane. That said, there are lots of rumors swirling right now that Whoopi Goldberg is the surprise host tonight. She's been missing from The View for quite a while, supposedly because of pneumonia, but she is a presenter tonight at the awards, and she's the only presenter who has ever hosted the Oscars in the past. She's hosted two times before. So lots of rumors about Whoopi Goldberg, and this would give the Academy a chance to kind of save face and say, oh no, surprise, we had a host all along. We just loved how to watch you guys freak out on social media about this. So I don't know if it's real. I'm predicting that Whoopi's going to host, but I think either way it's going to be fine.
Well, and she'd be a great host, too. As you say, she's done it before, and she's quite an actor herself and a great comedian. So, the highlight to me is always the opening act where all the fun is made of those in the audience and the films that are being made. And so she'd be a good choice. We'll sure see this evening. Now, you've got a number of pictures. I'm a movie buff, and I normally go see the pictures. I've not seen that many that are in nomination, and that's a whole problem, folks, for the movie industry itself when you're having awards like this, because so many people are now watching Netflix or watching originally made movies that are not in the movie theaters anymore. So there's a challenge to stir up some more interest out there, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. And there's also a big opportunity for these streaming services like Netflix, because we have Roma that's up for Best Picture and, of course, Best Foreign Language, Best Director for Alfonso Cuarón. If it wins Best Picture, and it's actually one of the front runners right now, that is going to be the first big win for Netflix. And when you think about the fact that Roma only had a very brief theatrical run, but it has still been able to be nominated. Before, if you were only on a streaming service, you were not able to be nominated. But now theaters are working with big pictures like this one to make sure they have that opportunity. So how this is going to change filmmaking and the Hollywood in general will be really interesting to see. I do feel over the next 10 years, this could have a massive impact on theaters in general.
What is Roma about? Is it a foreign film? Or I've seen the advertisements. It's got a lot of play in major newspapers. What's the film about?
Well, Roma is it's from Alfonso Cuarón, and it's actually that's the name of a neighborhood, a wealthy neighborhood in Mexico City, and it's based on Cuarón's actual life, told from the point of view of his housekeeper Cleo. He actually had a housekeeper Cleo, so you're just watching this very specific point in time in Mexico City in the 1970s. Now, I will say, and I encourage everyone to watch it on Netflix. It is a beautiful film. I predict it'll be a classic, but it has its own pace. It's very slow. It takes a while to get used to it, and I think it even takes multiple viewings. I've seen it 3 times now, and it took that much for me to love it the way that I do. It doesn't view the way a typical Hollywood picture does, but it's stunning, and it's a very interesting perspective, and all of the acting is just incredible. It's a great film, and definitely check it out. And again, it's on Netflix, so you don't even have to put your pants on to watch it.
Right. Well, now, some of the films are controversial. This film, The Green Book, that I've not seen, but apparently it's being criticized for almost being a tale of white redemption, and it's gotten into have the racial connotations, the emphasis being on the white guy and not on the black guy, and that's stirred up controversy, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, and it's unfortunate because it's a great movie, and the screenplay was written by Tony Lip's son. So it is told from the perspective of this white main character played by Viggo Mortensen, and he is the driver for an African-American pianist named Don Shirley in the 1960s throughout the South. Another one I encourage everyone to see. But there are some very understandable issues that African-Americans have with this portrayal. Don Shirley, a very important figure in American history, but he's kind of relegated to this second string player. Again, even like Mahershala Ali is getting a Best Supporting Actor nomination, where he's just as important in the film as Viggo Mortensen, who's been nominated for Best Actor. So it's understandable, but it's also a lovely film, and I do encourage people to see that one as well.
Now, how about, you know, I saw Vice, that's about the vice president, and George Bush was the president at the time, and so you had a Christian Bale now taking on this role in the film, and I wasn't too knocked over by the film. I walked out after about 2/3 of the film, just didn't do anything for me. Why do you think it's being nominated? Dick Cheney, it's really
no
a story,
idea.
Dick Cheney, Dick, yeah, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I have been asking myself the same question all the way through. Now, I do think that the acting nominations are warranted. I think everybody did a really great job in their roles, except the George Bush character. Sam Rockwell is fantastic, but in this particular role, he was just a caricature. The film was okay. I don't think it was anyone's favorite. It was lumpy and strange. Like, I don't understand why it has gotten a Best Picture nomination. I don't feel like it even turned up in most people's top 10 list. So if you look on Rotten Tomatoes, it's still trending in the 60s, which is pretty darn low for a Best Picture nomination. So I feel like sometimes people will nominate or vote for a director or a movie even before they see it just because they think, oh, well, it's Adam McKay. It's got to be good. So I'm with you there. I don't really understand why it has gotten the nomination that it did.
Now, tell me about Bohemian Rhapsody. I saw the film. I love the acting in the film. Of course, I'm a big Queen fan, so if you like the music of Queen and you remember Freddie Mercury, you can't help but like the movie. But tell me what you think about the film and what its chances are to win.
Well, and here's another one. Lots of controversy around this one because critics were not bowled over by Bohemian Rhapsody when it was released. I'm like you. I really liked Rami Malek's performance. I thought all of the actors were really good. But the film truly glossed over Freddie Mercury's homosexuality. It played very fast and loose with the facts. It kind of tweaked things for emotional status, which is unfortunate. But then there's also this whole issue with the director of Bohemian Rhapsody. cities, which it's odd because everyone kind of forgets that Bryan Singer directed this movie, about 90% of it, before he was fired for pretty much just being a jerk. He just wasn't showing up to work. He was fighting with the stars of the film. And this man is just rife with all kinds of sexual misconduct allegations over and over again. So he was fired. They finished up the film, and they've campaigned it with pretty much no mention of a director. So they've just done their best to kind of distance themselves from Bryan Singer. But Bohemian Rhapsody has managed to come out of this gleaning somehow. And part of it is that anytime you have a film that's a crowd pleaser, that was a blockbuster, that's been nominated, you're going to have higher ratings. So some people feel that that's part of the reason that Bohemian Rhapsody has been elevated by Oscar voters, just to get people to watch the actual proceedings tonight. And there might be something to that. But there is, like you said, it's like the whole Live Aid scene, it's hard to take anything away from that. That is spectacular. And all of the live scenes with them on stage, it's just, like you said, you can't walk out of that theater without being affected by it.
Well, that's why it's a crowd pleaser. You know, people like me just want to go enjoy the music and the big rock concert scenario and memories of how Queen is still a wonderful band, but if I'm going to see them in New Orleans here in a couple of months live again for about the sixth or seventh time. But in any event, it is crowd pleasing, and that ought to have an effect. Now, we don't have a lot of time yet, but any big surprises? And tell me about Star Is Born. That came out as such a big blockbuster. And tell me, I got 10 seconds. Give me 10 seconds to tell me about Star Is Born, Julie.
Oh, A Star Is Born is fantastic. I don't know why it has been snubbed at all of the awards, but I do predict it's going to get Best Song tonight.
Who's going to be the Best Picture? Tell us.
I think it's either going to be Black Klansman or Roma.
Okay, well, we'll see if you're right and talk to you again. Julie Fisk is a film critic, entertainment contributor. Glad to have you with us, Julie.
At
JulieSaysSo's.com is your website. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon, Julie.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray, of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.